بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. One time there was, I don't know how many of you have heard of a famous scholar in India, he's also a big sheikh in Tasawwuf as well, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanawi, very famous. So one time he actually used to have a place where his students used to come and gather, his students, of the ones who used to learn dhikr from him. And one time one person came to him and they said to him, he was actually a farmer, this person who came to him. He was somebody who spent a lot of time on the farm. He used to plant crops. He used to spend a lot of time with animals. And he came to him and he said, you know, to Mawlana Ashraf Thanawi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send his mercy upon his grave, that I'm having trouble in my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I want to take you as my teacher to help me develop my zikr and my adhkar and my akhlaq, etc. So Mawlana Ashraf Thanawi said, okay, that's fine. So he took him as a student and he assigned him certain zikr, do these different zikr when you go home, and then report back to me and let me know how it's affecting you, if it's having any effect on you. So that person, he was a dihati. In Urdu, you call him a dihati. In Arabic, he was somebody who spent a lot of time on the farm. He was a villager almost. So that person went, and that person did all the different zikr that he was told to do. Then he came back, and he told Mawlana Ashraf Thanawi Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, that, you know, I'm doing this, but it's not having any effect. It's not changing me. I'm still so distracted. I'm thinking about my family. I'm thinking about my farm. I'm thinking about the animals that I have to take care of. I'm thinking about so many other things, and I can't focus on my zikr. I can't focus on my remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Mawlana Ashraf Thanawi Sahib said to him that, I want to ask you a question. I want you to tell me, out of every single thing in the world, what do you love most? What's the thing that really, really attracts your desire, really, really occupies your mind when you think about it? So he was a farmer. So he said, well, a black bull. When I think about the black bull, it's such a beautiful animal, and I have so many black bulls that I take care of, and there's so many benefits to these black bulls, and I really, really just love the black bull. So Mawlana Ashraf Thanawi Sahib said, okay, what I want you to do is I want you to stay in my khanaqah for a while. Khanaqah means place where he used to teach his students. It's like a madrasa, but it's a madrasa for a zikr. You can say it that way. So he said, I want you to stay in the khanaqah, and I'm going to assign you a new zikr. Your zikr is going to be that you sit in the corner of a room, in this room over here, and I just want you to reflect on black bulls. Just think about black bulls all day. So all you're going to do is sit down and think about the black bull and what does it look like and how does it walk and all the different benefits of the black bull. So he said, okay. So he started sitting down, and a few days passed, and he kept doing this zikr every single day. He would sit down and he would just reflect on the black bull. So then what happened was, one day all the people were leaving from the room, and he stood in front of the door. And everybody said, come on, what are you waiting for? Go through the door. I mean, he was blocking the door, and people were trying to get through the door. And they said, well, what are you doing? And he said, I can't get through because my horns, there's not enough space in the door for my horns. So then the students were very confused. What is this guy talking about? He doesn't have any horns. So they went and they complained to Mawlana Ashraf Thanawi Sahib, and he said, good, he's focused now. Then he called that man back, and he said, now that you've finished yourself thinking about the black bull, now I want you to do this. And he told him, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, La ilaha illallah. And the idea was, and then he explained to all the students that see this person? He was so distracted. He was thinking about his family. He was thinking about his job. He was thinking about his animals. He was thinking about his crops. He was thinking about so many other things. So what I did was I told him to think about the black bull because that took away everything except for one thing. Meaning then he stopped thinking about his family. He stopped thinking about all these things. Meaning he used it as a step to get him to remember Allah. So he, because that was the thing he could focus on easily. So then what happened was once he started thinking about the black bull and he got so into it that he started thinking he himself is a bull, then I gave him the dhikr of La ilaha illallah, and then it was easy for him because he didn't have anything on his mind anymore except for one thing, the black bull. He didn't have his work and his family. He had already concentrated himself into this one thing. So then I told him, now do the dhikr of La ilaha illallah, and then that person made very, very quick progress. Because it's easy to sacrifice one thing and then focus yourself on something else, but to get yourself gathered from all the distractions of the world is much more difficult. So why am I telling you this story? And the reason is because in America, okay, so the black bull is the story of that particular person. That's his background. That was that person's background. That's what he needed to do. Now, we're not going to sit and think about black bulls, but I want everyone to understand, because 90% of you, 95% of you are involved in some sort of learning. So some of you are doing Arabic, some of you are doing fiqh, some of you are doing Quran, tafsir, hadith, etc. And I think it's very, very important to understand why you're doing this. Now there's two aspects to every single individual in this room. One is, why am I teaching them? Right? And the second is, why are they learning it? So there's two individual things. So I'll tell you why I'm teaching you guys, and you have to decide why you're learning it. For us, because of the background that we came from, and because of the way we grew up, we have many, many distractions in our lives. But we grew up in a very academic environment. Meaning, our black bull is kind of academics. So the thing that we're able to focus on is academics. Now, we have 100 things. We have football in our minds. We have sports in our minds. We have family in our minds. We have so many other things in our minds. But if you tell the average person who grew up here, who spent some time in America, that I'll teach you Arabic, even if the guy doesn't pray, he'll say, I'll come and study Arabic. He'll say that. I mean, I talk to countless people. They say they don't even pray. They don't even care about coming to the masjid. They don't care about anything. But you say to them, I'll teach you Arabic, they're ready to jump up and learn Arabic. Or they're ready to learn hadith or fiqh or something like that. Because that's just our background. We're very academic. We grew up in a very academic background. But that's not the goal. And this should be understood by everyone. The goal is Allah. Nobody on the Day of Judgment is going to ask you, tell me fa'ala, fa'ala, fa'alu. That's not going to be the, or tell me alif ba'ta. That's not going to be the way that you're going to get judged on the Day of Judgment. You're going to get judged by what's in your heart. By the sincerity of your intentions, by your taqwa, by your istiqam ala sharia, and by your submission to the sunnah. These are the things that you're going to be judged by. This Arabic is an excuse. The Arabic is an excuse to get you in the masjid 5 times a day, or at least 2 times a day, when we do this at Fajr and Isha. The Arabic is an excuse so that you come to the masjid and you get the prayer. Whatever I teach you in this Arabic, or in fiqh or anything, the amount of time that you spend in the masjid is countless times superior to anything that you're going to learn in these books. Anything. Plus the fact that you're getting the salah and jama'ah. That's the more important thing. That's the essence of the deen. Not books and how much did you study and what page are you on. So that's the first thing. So this is our black bull. This is the thing that's going to focus you away from everything else and all the distractions that you have and get you into the masjid. But there's still a step beyond that. And the step beyond that is that you've got to become a servant. And that's what we're here to learn. Servant. How do you become a servant? How do you become a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's our goal. Service. Becoming a servant of Allah. The second thing to understand is that, so why do we do this? I mean, why do we do these books and this curriculum? The goal is not that you become a mufti or you become an alim. Or you become a faqih, you're not going to. You don't have time. You're starting when you're age 30, 25, 30. Kids used to start when they were 6 in our tradition, and they still do. you still go to the different madaris. You find 6 and 5 year old kids, they start with memorizing the Quran, and then they move on to all their different levels of knowledge. And plus, we do it part time. I mean, these people sit for 7-8 hours a day, yet we do it for 5 minutes a day, plus whatever time you put in at home. So the purpose is not to become an alim. The purpose is to get the reward of becoming an alim. It's two enormously different things. If your niyyah is to become an alim so that you can tell people what to do and people will come to you and ask you and you can quote people in Arabic and say, look, I know this and I know that, then you're wasting your time and you're wasting my time. You might as well stop now. So it's not, the purpose is not to become an alim. The purpose is to get the reward of becoming an alim. And the reward of becoming an alim comes with just taking a very regular step every single day. That's all you have to do. So the 5 minutes that you put in is not enough to make you an alim. But the 5 minutes that you put in is enough to get you the reward of becoming an alim. That hopefully on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise us amongst the ulama because we followed the path of the ulama. That's the hope. And that's the desire. Everybody should have this very, very clear in their mind. Because if you're thinking that you're going to sit here and become an alim, you're deceiving yourself and you're going to be wasting your time and my time. Now, yeah, the more time you put in, you will definitely learn. You will learn the meanings of the Quran. You will learn the meanings of the Hadith. You will learn how to become a better servant. That's important. That's all important. But at the same time, you have to understand what you're doing. Why are you doing it? And so, you know, there's a lot of aspects involved, and every single one of us has to check our intention and check our reason of why we're doing this. But the goal in the end is Allah. It's not fa'ala. It's not yaf'alu. It's not lan yaf'ala. It's Allah. It's service of Allah. If you learn all this whole book, but your life's not changing, then you did nothing. You did nothing. This book is nothing. It's just paper and words. But if you change your life, you see yourself coming to the masjid more, you see yourself submitting to the sharia more, you see yourself, the sunnahs are coming in your life, you see yourself taking muhasabah of your deeds. How did I treat this person 5 minutes ago? How did I treat all the people that I met during the day? How was I with my relationship with Allah throughout the day? If you see yourself increasing in these things, then you're benefiting. And that's the goal. That's why I do this in the masjid. We could have a classroom. We could go get a classroom. We could sit and do Arabic class all day. But I don't care about teaching people Arabic. I care that people come to the masjid. Yeah, if secondarily you get Arabic, you start understanding the Quran and the Hadith, fine, more power to you. And that's excellent. And that's a very important aspect of this deen, because when you understand the Quran and the Hadith, you'll begin to experience this deen in a way that you could never do it without Arabic. And that's important. But don't underestimate the power of walking in the door of the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't underestimate the power of praying in Jala'ah. Now look, most of the Sahaba could not even read and write. That's their reality. They could not read and they could not write. There are a handful of Sahaba who knew. It was their own language. Who knew how to read and how to write. So it's not about reading and writing. It's about submitting. It's about becoming a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yeah, again, everything is important. I mean, these are all important aspects of the deen. I want you to make sure that I'm not saying, well, nobody should learn anything. But what I am saying is that you have to understand that the goal is Allah. And regularity. أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. Right? This is a statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That the most beloved of deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the regular, even if they're few. So the goal is regularity. Regularity in our zikr, regularity in our learning. And this learning is actually a type of zikr. It's just one more type of zikr. It's a zikr of the mind. It's a way in which you occupy your mind with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. In our earning the reward of the ulama, in being raised with the ulama, the sulaha, the anbiya, and in seeking to please him in the ways that the Prophet ﷺ taught us to please him.